This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Protesters took to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and throughout the U.S. to demand justice for Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who died after five police officers beat him during a traffic stop earlier this month. As protesters gathered ahead of the march, police released videos of the violent traffic stop. Nichols is seen pummeled into submission while crying for his mother as five police officers deliver kicks, punches, and baton blows. He died in the hospital 3 days after the January 7th encounter with the five black officers who have been charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression, and also fired from their jobs. In an AP interview, Memphis Police Chief Sarilyn C.J. Davis says it's clear that something happened between the motorist and the first officer who pulled him over, saying the officer is very agitated.
In the video, the initial stop shows the officers already ramped up at about a 10. So, and you know, just knowing the nature of officers, it takes something to get them amped up, you know, like that. We don't know what happened.
At least seven people were killed and 10 others wounded in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday in an attack that heightened fears of a spiral in violence a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. And North Korea has condemned the decision by the United States to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. Brazil's federal police have searched the home of a nephew of former President Jair Bolsonaro in connection with the January 8th storming of government buildings in the capital by far-right protesters. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Police said that Leonardo Rodriguez de Jesus, known by Bolsonaro supporters as Leo Indio, was one of the targets of a series of raids that led to 11 arrests in different states. It was the first time a member of Bolsonaro's family has been included in the investigations of the uprising in Brasilia, which underlined the political polarization in Brazil. Police said those under investigation could be tried for crimes against democracy and criminal association. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A gunman shot dead a security guard and wounded two other people at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran on Friday in an attack Baku branded as an act of terrorism. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Azerbaijan's ambassador to Iran told reporters that Baku expects Iran to investigate. Police in Tehran said they'd arrested a suspect, and Iranian authorities condemned the incident, but said the gunman appeared to have had a personal, not a political, motive. The incident comes amid increased tensions between the two neighboring countries over Iran's treatment of its large ethnic Azeri minority and over Azerbaijan's decision this month to appoint its first ever ambassador to Israel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President and Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility after classified documents were found at his Indiana home. Speaking at Florida International University on Friday, Pence said, "Let me be clear, those classified documents should not have been in my personal residence." He added, "Mistakes were made, and I take full responsibility." The discovery made public by Pence's team earlier this week marked the latest in a string of recoveries of sensitive papers from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. The Department of Justice was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and at President Joe Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office. And a comet is streaking back our way after 50,000 years. NASA says the dirty snowball last visited during Neanderthal times. It will come within 26 million miles of Earth on Wednesday before speeding away again. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.